Hi, I'm Rosie Acosta. I'm a meditation teacher, speaker, and author of You Are Radically Loved, A Healing Journey to Self-Love. Look, I grew up in East Los Angeles during the 92 LA riots, and it set me on a troubled path. I didn't grow up with mentors in my life, so I turned to reading as many books as I possibly could to learn about the purpose of life. In my journey, I found that having these conversations gave me life, and I decided I wanted to create a place where I could share these conversations with my community. So come have a sit with me as we learn about, well, everything. She is very demanding sometimes.
She wants you to know what is going on.
Oh,
what is going on? She wants you to be informed.
She does.
Yeah.
Everybody, guess what day it is. Welcome to
Wisdom Wednesday.
I think that was the best one. The best one yet.
We're getting good at this.
Tess, you know, it's summertime.
Yes.
And we are living our best lives.
Yes. It's been a good summer so far.
I mean, you know, the one thing I forgot to ask you about last week was how your backpacking trip went.
It's the best way to start summer. I mean,
tell everybody what kind of backpacking you do.
So when I say backpacking, I mean...
She's straight up backpacking, guys.
I straight up backpack. I go off into the wilderness where there is no cell reception, no Wi-Fi. I like to hike for... Like a total trip for me that would feel good at minimum would be like 40 miles. And that means that I'm probably hiking 12 to 15 miles a day-ish. Maybe one or two long days, one shorter day, kind of depends on the terrain. And I love to explore. So most of y'all know I'm from the Pacific Northwest, so I love to explore like Eastern Oregon. I love to explore the Mount St. Helens area in Washington.
Lewis and Clark style.
Yeah, Lewis and Clark style. I'm an explorer. Boop, boop, boop. And I carry everything in on my back, and I carry everything out on my back. So that means food. That means tent or sleeping device. There's many different sleeping devices you can choose from. I just got myself a tent, which this was the first time I've slept in a tent, which was rather different than sleeping in a tent.
Wait, what? You have to explain this.
I have to say that again. I said tent twice. So instead of sleeping in a tent, I slept in a hammock, which is very different, right? So normally I carry a small little one-person tent in my pack, which weighs like, I don't know, 2 pounds to 3 pounds. And I have a sleeping pad, right? So I'm always trying to be more and more efficient. What do I absolutely have to carry, and what can I not carry? Because every single ounce and pound adds up, right? Because you're carrying all of that on your back. And so I don't like to carry more than 30 pounds. I like to keep it in between 25 to 30 pounds. And every day, my pack gets lighter because I'm eating food, and that slowly gets easier to carry. So my base weight's generally around 30 pounds, and I try to just be super efficient. So this year, I decided to splurge on a hammock, which means I don't have to carry poles, and I don't have to carry a sleeping pad. So that eliminates two things, right? Since I'm being efficient and I'm packing light. And sleeping in a hammock's kind of sweet, right? Because it's like zero gravity. Have you heard of this term, zero gravity? I feel like all these fancy new beds have this setting now, like if you got a Tempur-Pedic. And it's basically like a hammock. So your head's elevated, your feet are elevated, and you're kind of got this sway, right? And my hammock happens to have a fly zip on top so no bugs can come in or out.
When you look at your hair, are you 100% happy? For years, I tried every product under the sun, hoping that it would help improve my hair health some way and help me achieve my hair goals. I've mentioned this before, but when I had COVID last year, I lost a ton of my hair. And I tried several different products to see if it would help stimulate my hair growth, and nothing worked. But thanks to Vegamore, not only am I finally seeing results, but I'm finally getting the hair I've always wanted. Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. The Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair and improve hair from the roots. Just massage the shampoo into your scalp for 60 seconds and then follow up with the conditioner. It's as simple as that. In order for me to be able to do something, it needs to be easy. And utilizing the Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit is so easy because it's in my shower, and every time I go in there and I wash my hair, it's there. I don't have to go searching for anything. I could just use it, and I know that I'm doing the best that I can to improve my hair health. Also, with Vigamore, there's no risk when you try it because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee. But with 91% of the customers saying that they saw visibly thicker hair with Vigamore in just 3 months, you won't want to run out. So get the hair you've always wanted with Vigamore. Go to vigamore.com/loved and use the code LOVED to save 20% off of your first order. That's vegamour.com/loved. With code LOVED to save 20% off at vegamore.com/loved.
That is amazing. So
very fancy.
So I would be freaked out about any bears coming to get me, eat me as a little snack. So how do we
avoid the bear snacks?
Yeah.
So the best thing to do to make sure. Yeah. So first of all, I always approach it with the mindset that they're probably more scared of me than I am of them. And, you know, in all of my backpacking trips, I've been doing this for like 5 years now. I've never once seen a bear or a wildcat or anything big and scary like that. I see squirrels, I see birds, sometimes I see snakes, but they're not anything scary like a rattlesnake or something like that. So to avoid the bears, though, the best thing to do is make sure you have a bear bag, which is this material that's like supposed to be impenetrable, so they couldn't break through it. And you have to make sure that you have something to hang your bear bag from in a tree that is several hundred feet away from where you're sleeping. So because the bears can smell that, right? So they'll follow their nose to this tree, which is away from you. And if they're going to go for the food, they're going to go for the food, but they're not going to go for you first. So that means in your tent site, wherever you're sleeping, you want to be careful about dropping food on the ground, any wrappers, anything with scents in it, even like essential oils or toiletries you want to put in your bear bag to stay. Just extra caution.
That is so, I mean, that to me, I mean, it sounds romantical. Like, I love hearing your stories and I love seeing your journey. It's like, this is really fun for me to be able to live vicariously. It's so funny when you say you've never seen a live animal on your treks, your journeys. Yeah. And it reminds me of the time Tori and I went to Yosemite for the first time. He'd been to Yosemite many times, camping, hiking with some of his besties over the last 20, 30 years. You know, he's gone to Yosemite a lot. And this was my very first time going to Yosemite. This was a handful of years. Actually, this was just, I think in 2020, I want to say right before the pandemic, around that time. For the first time, even growing up in California, I'd never been to Yosemite before. I've driven through, but I've never been able to, you know, spend some time there. And it's funny, like we go and we're just going for the day. We weren't going to camp there. I think we're driving to our friend's wedding in Montana. So we're kind of just trying to take a long road trip. And we get to Yosemite and he's planning this long hike, you know, and I was like, well, what about bears? Like, what are we going to do? And he's like, in my entire life of coming to Yosemite, I've never seen a bear. Like, I've never seen any wildlife. Same exact thing that you said. And literally as we turn the corner, everybody's kind of gathered around this area. You look to the right and I see this furry butt running. Fucking bear. I have the video of it too. And I'm just like, literally.
Was it a grizzly?
I've never seen a bear. It was a brown. It was like a light brown bear. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, this is the type of shit that happens to me. Whenever I decide to go somewhere, that's always a big, I mean, I shouldn't be afraid. I mean, it's definitely something, backpacking is definitely something I'd want to do. I've said this to you before, I'll go do it with somebody that's experienced. I'll go do it with you at some point, maybe.
Yes.
You'll have a little guest.
Yeah.
But isn't that hilarious that of all, yeah. I've never seen a bear and it's like, boom, bear butt. We're still in the car, literally driving to the parking to go on this hike. I mean, I still went on the hike, but I just kept laughing because I'm like, okay, if this is how God wants me to go. It's how God wants me to go. And you really can't do anything about it, you know?
Yeah. Make it so, quick.
Yeah, summer. Well, that's awesome. I always love doing outdoor things during the summer. I used to go on a camping trip with Tori's family every year. And we stopped, I don't know, five or six, more than that actually now, since we moved back from Portland, which was back in 2016, 2017. So we've not done it since then. But I really miss it. There's something magical, right, about being in the woods.
Yeah.
What is it like for you?
It's majestic. I wake up in the morning and I look at my view, you know, wherever I've chosen to camp, and it's like, it's almost indescribable, and I feel like when I say majestic or awe-inspiring, it almost diminishes the sensation that I feel when I look out and I realize where I am and how it's simultaneously feeling small and connected and just bigger than myself, if that makes sense.
It's like, totally makes sense.
This is my church.
Yes.
Oh. It's my reset. Yeah. And, you know, and the thing about it is, like, there's nothing digital out there that can get me riled up or stressed out. You know, it's just, I think the other thing that I love about it too that resets me is that it feels like a challenge in the way that it builds self-confidence. And so I'm like, okay, if I can do this, there's really nothing I can't do. If I set a goal to hike a new trail to, I'd love to do the PCT from beginning to end.
God.
Say PCT, yes. Pacific Crest Trail, which goes from Mexico to Canada. I think that would probably take me like 5 months and Jorge might divorce me. But maybe one day, you know, like I could do one state at a time and that might take me a month.
Gaps in the diet shouldn't be ignored. Over 97% of women aged 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. Rituals Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin was formulated by exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It is formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual doesn't stop there. They invested in a gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 plus multivitamin. The results, Essential for Women 18 plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in 12 weeks. Ritual multivitamins have been a staple in my daily routine for a long time now. I really love supporting a company that is committed to third-party testing from USP and non-GMO project. They also just released Symbiotic, a gut health supplement with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and postbiotic all-in-one minty capsule. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off of your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/loved and turn healthy habits into ritual. That's 10% off of ritual.com/loved. You can get 10% off of your first 3 months. ritual.com/loved.
Yeah, it's like you go from one, you break it up into pieces. Yeah. Oh, I think that's awesome. I could totally do that. I would feel the same way. I don't know that I want to live on the, I mean, I lived on the road for 8 months, you know, going from New York to the West Coast and then back inland to Colorado when I did that tour. And that was, and we're staying in hotels, you know, so it, or Airbnbs. So it's different, you know, I think than staying out in the elements. I love what you said about the majestic feeling and simultaneously feeling small all at once.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important for us to feel that often as a reminder of who and what we truly are, right?
Yeah.
When we were flying back from Guam, we had a connecting flight in Hawaii, and it was an overnight flight. So we took the flight at about, I think, 8 or 9 p.m. And we arrived in LA at 5 a.m., which there's a time difference. So it's a little bit, it's not, you don't really, it's only a 5-hour flight, so you don't really get to sleep much, you know? And I knew that we would see the break of dawn, and because it was really dark and I had a window seat So there was a point during the flight where I kind of dozed off a little bit and I did that jolt wake up, that kind of half asleep while I'm awake. Yeah, that jolt, because I was really uncomfortable, you know, I couldn't extend my legs. It's just like, you're all cramped, you know? And I opened the window and I looked out. And first of all, the fact that we're in a little tin can flying across the Pacific Ocean is kind of crazy. I mean, I love the fact that we can do this. And I don't really have a fear. I used to have a fear of flying. I don't anymore. Turbulence used to scare me. And aside from flying out of Colorado or Salt Lake City, I'm usually fine. Tessa, we should tell that little story right after this. But yeah. So we're over the ocean and I opened the window and you could just see, it's completely crystal clear. I mean, you could see, I mean, can't really see anything because it's dark, but the ocean is below and you just see this dark sky and every star, there's no light pollution out there. Right. Mm-hmm. So you could just see this tiny light dots filling the sky. It was the feeling and seeing it, you can look all the way up. I mean, it's endless. Mm-hmm. And you start to really think, we are in this, living on this rock, this planet, in the middle of outer space. The Earth is spinning and we're just, you know, moving about our day. Like, this is not the most magical place. And as we're getting closer to LA, that you could start to see this moment where the sun is coming out, the sun is rising in the east, and you see this break of laser orange light dart across this horizon line, and it starts to create this vibrant glow where you could see the darkness of the ocean below and the darkness of the sky above. It is just the most incredible experience. The most incredible experience to be able to see the sun coming out. And with every microsecond that kept going, the colors kept changing and the view was different and it just expanded and you can still see the darkness, but it was getting brighter and brighter. And I was just, it just brought me back to that same feeling that you were describing of feeling small at the same time, but feeling like I need to do this more often. I need to pay attention more often. I need to be more present more often. It's just like never enough, right?
Yeah.
It's never going to be enough because we're so conditioned to be mindless all the time, to fill the time with lists and tasks and going from here to there every day, you know?
Yeah. It is always hard kind of, it's coming back from something like that's very similar to coming back from a vacation, like what you described, the real world and how quickly we get sucked into the daily to-do list.
Yes.
And I think that's why what you're saying resonates so much. It's so important to make sure you schedule this time for yourself. I don't think it has to be daily. I think there's something to be said for productivity and having a routine and that being really important for progress, you know, and that's something that's valid, but also to take the time to pause and not take for granted this beautiful earth, this beautiful planet that we live on, that we have the pleasure of sharing space with, that feeds us, that holds us, that, I mean, I look out when I go backpacking or even in my neighborhood, there's trails behind me or beautiful houses that I love to look at. And does this ever happen to you? I often will feel like I'm in a fairy tale in the sense of like something like Fern Gully, where everything around me is just...
Oh my God, I love Fern Gully.
Right?
It's you just so dated good. Us, Tess.
But that's a classic. Come on. If it your kids haven't seen Fern Gully, they should watch it.
Yeah.
And everything just comes alive. And it takes me back to childhood. It does. When I could see magic everywhere. I could see those fairies everywhere. I could see the gnomes and, you know, I had my little troll dolls and all of that imagination that was just there at my fingertips. It was the forefront of my mind. That was my daily existence. Yeah. And where does that all go when we grow up?
Yeah, no. And the wild thing, I'm sorry to cut you off. That was
go for it.
That is all still, nothing's changed.
Exactly.
Right? Yes. We've changed.
Yes.
The world at large, people, humans have changed. But that magic is still there. Those trees are still there. The magic of the world is still there. One of the things that, as you're saying that, I wanted to ask you too, what is that transition like for you being out in this magical landscape and then coming back to reality? Like, what is that transition for you?
It's, when I first started backpacking, coming home was very challenging for me. It was almost like this depressive feeling. If you've ever been on retreat for a period of time and you feel like, okay, I found my sense of peace. I know my intention is I can go forth in the world. I'm going to take all of this with me, everything I've learned, and I'm just going to live my life like this from day to day. And then you get back to your daily existence like, oh, well, that lasted for maybe 30 minutes. So now I feel like with practice, because it's something I do seasonally, I do it every year, it's almost like I feel myself kind of coming down from that high of being in a highly oxygenated place like the forest, but there's a sense of, okay, but it's still going to be there for me. Okay, but I can still walk out my front door. I can find that trail behind my house. I can spend time in the trees every day. And I know that I'm going to plan another backpacking trip, whether it be short or longer, next month. And this is something that I'm just going to commit to doing over and over again. So much like a meditation that you would commit to, in my mind, I commit to doing this for myself because it's so essential for my soul, for my well-being, and for that perspective shift of that ability to see the world as a magical place through the eyes of my childhood sense of wonder and joy. It's hard, but yeah. It's a practice like anything else.
Yeah. Oh.
From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts, and it really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out. With every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. This app is so easy to use, and quite frankly, with the way the economy is right now, it's a no-brainer. To get started, download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. You can use my promo code LOVED to get $5 off or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with your credit card or debit card, and then you can get paid. In comparison to the credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out at any time to your bank, PayPal, or e-gift card for Amazon or other brands. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. So download the free Upside app and use the promo code LOVED to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 off or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more by using the promo code LOVED.
It's so interesting how everybody and to all of you listening to this, you know us by this point, but I think we all have that same issue. We all have the best intentions, right? To stay present, to stay in that magical space, to be positive, especially in a world that's so unstable and chaotic, to be able to, yeah, like live that life in that way where you're paying attention, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is one more thing I guess I would say, and that is that what I've started to do lately is when I'm coming home from something like that is find the gratitude in the things that the modern world provides that I really do appreciate, like the comfort of my really soft bed, the safety of a roof, temperature control, because you can't control the elements. Like maybe you're walking at elevation in snow, maybe it starts to rain on you suddenly, maybe there's fear of an avalanche, I don't know. So being at home, you know, all of those variables of the unknown are removed, and there's safety and comfort in coming home in that way. That's the other thing that I try to keep in perspective. Okay.
Yeah, it's ahead. Like a way to placate your sadness.
Yeah. Like, but, you know, then I get to, like, soak in my bathtub and I get to eat really fresh fruits and vegetables and have a yummy cold beer, which is something that I couldn't do out there.
Well, yeah, that would be really heavy.
Yes. That'd be a lot of weight.
Yeah, it was funny. I just echoing your sentiment, getting back and trying to keep that feeling of, you know, Tori and I had a couple of days off in Guam. We had, I think, like 3 days to rest and just be completely, have 3 days off. I mean, him and I have not had days off together since December. So it was really nice for us to be able to just get to know each other. But so it was nice coming back. The minute we both landed at LAX, it's just the hustle and bustle. It's busy. There's a lot of people. We parked and left the car at the airport. It's just more convenient for, especially at the time we were getting in. But then the shuttle that picks us up for that particular parking structure didn't start operating shuttles until 7 a.m. and we got there at 6. It was just kind of one of those, like, we were waiting around for a long time and both of us were getting very impatient and hangry, and just, you can feel just the energy of LA, you know, that really frenetic, busy energy. And we both got in the car once we finally got there and we're leaving and he can't find the parking ticket. It's just that whole energy, couldn't find the keys. And it was just, I'm like, okay, just take a deep breath. It's going to be fine. We're going to get there. It's not a big deal. And we did, you know, and we got on the road and we finally got home. And there was this, I missed my dogs, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm like obsessed with my animals. So I always miss them even when we're away. I'm always having our house sitter send us pictures of them just to make sure they're alive because I don't trust anybody. I'm like, send me proof of life. So, but yeah, I think it's a practice just like anything else. Practice in remembering who and what we are, and also a practice in appreciating what you have and being grateful for the sanctuary that is your space, however or whatever your space may be. I mean, it is a blessing. There's so many people that don't have that blessing right now. And I think it behooves us to remember that more often than not, especially in this energy that we're living in.
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a fine line between getting swept up in that energy and having empathy and compassion for those that are really going through it, and also learning how to take care of yourself. You know, we keep saying put your oxygen mask on first, and how do you toe that line between making sure you're taking care of yourself, but also how can we as a society progress, be better if we're not taking care of those that are less fortunate or who are really struggling? I always wonder about that. Like, what is the solution? What is the answer? How do we really come together as one human family and make sure everyone, even at the bottom, has resources, has rights, is taken care of?
Yeah. I think that's, if you can answer that question, Tessa,
right?
You're on the wrong podcast, you know?
I need to start one about something else.
Not even. You need to be like changing, creating policy, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's really, yeah, that's really where it is. In my opinion, I think that we need to be able to just be more vocal. I think a lot of the times we feel like our voice and our choice doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest arsenal that people that want us to think we don't have power have. Their biggest form of power is to make people feel and think that they're powerless, right? So I think that the best way for us to make that change that you're talking about, to do what we can for the people at the bottom, is to be an advocate and speak up and make change where we can and make choices where we can. And I think about it as simply as recycling, right? Like, you know, I'm a huge advocate for the earth. Even when I travel, I always travel with my recyclable water bottle. I know you do too. You know, even those small choices that we can make with our home, or the choices that we make, or donating clothing, donating shoes that you don't use, creating a more sustainable household, creating different uses for items around your house that you might not use, repurposing things. That was the word I was looking for. Donating to organizations that can have the personnel to make a difference that lack funding, you know, volunteering, that's huge. Being able to volunteer and just be a human body. I remember when the pandemic started, Tori and I were going to buy bags of dog food for the dog shelters. There's a couple of dog shelters right here in the Valley that needed dog food for the dogs that were, you know, that were getting abandoned or dogs that were, that they had, that they couldn't find homes for. It's like during that time, everything shut down. The people that working at the facilities, I mean, who's going to come and feed the dogs? You know, like that was heartbreaking to me. So Tori and I would go to, you know, buy bags of dog food at least so that they would have food for the doggies, you know, like, so I don't know. I think those things that you can do that are small things, do them. That's part of our purpose here on this planet. You know, sometimes we spend so much time doing this type of self-work that we forget that we live in a society where we have to interact with other humans. You know, sometimes part of the self-work is being selfless and focusing on other people. Hello, friends. I want to tell you about Ka'Chava, my all-in-one daily super blend. If you're worried you aren't getting all the nutrients you need or struggling to stay on top of your health, then listen up, because Ka'Chava has you covered. Ka'Chava puts everything in your body it needs in one glass, so you can have it all the superfoods, all the vitamins, all the omegas, all the adaptogens, all the greens, all the proteins, all the benefits for your gut, your skin, your hair, your brain, your muscles, your heart, your whole health. No more compromise, no more guilt. No other nutrition shake does it all like this. They travel to the ends of the earth to source them all and crush it up. Ka'Chava is a powder you take, two scoops, just add water, blend it up, and it tastes incredible. They have five delicious flavors. Chocolate and chai are my personal favorite. I drink Ka'Chava for breakfast and it keeps me full for hours. There's no way I could get all of these nutrients in my normal diet. And trying to manage all of the supplements and the ingredients you should be taking, I mean, it's a little overwhelming and very expensive. But now Ka'Chava makes clean, organic superfood nutrition accessible to everyone. You've got to try Ka'Chava for yourself. Ka'Chava's offering 10% off for a limited time. Go to ka'chava.com/loved, spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A. And get 10% off of your first order. That's kachava.com/loved to get 10% off for a limited time. kachava.com/loved. I don't know how we deviated to this topic, but
I know.
I think it's good.
Took us on a hard right turn.
Yeah, we just took a little detour, but we can end our Wisdom Wednesday there. I want to make just a couple of announcements before we give you the rest of your time. We have a retreat coming up in Spain this fall in November. And there's more information on my website, so please check it out. We've partnered with Dharma, so the retreat is going to be epic. And I am really excited to do this in a different location and be with a bunch of humans. It's going to be awesome. We will be doing a scholarship giveaway, so you can apply for that also on my website, or you can send me a DM on my Instagram. And one last thing, we would really appreciate you supporting us by supporting our sponsors. You know, each podcast has sponsors that we have chosen that are in alignment with the Radically Loved values, and they help keep this content and information for free for everybody to consume. So help us by helping them. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. Tessa, do you have anything you want to share?
I think I'm good. This has been a fun Wisdom Wednesday.
Yeah, I learned a lot. This was very
good time.
Very eye-opening.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Thanks. Let's plan a backpacking trip in the future together.
Oh,
I'll be your Girl Scout.
We should record a podcast while we're backpacking.
Oh, that would be fun. That's going to be some heavy backpacking because our equipment is not light.
No, we'll record it on the phone.
Okay, perfect. I love
the quality is not going to be awesome. But
just so you know, it's going to be a little outside the box and amazing.
We're already warning everybody in advance.
Love it.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to the Radically Loved podcast. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie, on Instagram at Rosie Acosta, and Twitter at Rosie Acosta. By the way, this is original music by DJ Taz Rashid. You can follow DJ Taz on Spotify and check out the best music for yoga and meditation. This has been a Mod Pod Studio production. Check them out at www.modpodstudio.com.